Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'll tell you what, there was a point nobody wanted this job. It was in a bad space for sure. And this man's done a great job. Had him number one a couple of years back. I believe that would have been 2016-2017 season. Scott Drew, the head coach of the Baylor Bears. And, I mean, the way their season started, by the way, they lost, I think it was their second game of the season, and they've only ripped off about 21 in a row. Coach, welcome to the show. How you doing today, buddy? What's happening?
Well, thanks for having me on. T squared. I like it.
You know how it is. You know how we roll here, Coach.
Yeah, you asked about that loss. We just wanted to get it out of the way early.
Understood. That's what it was. Yeah, no, I know. Listen, hey, keep everybody guessing. Who is Baylor? What are they all about this year? And then obviously surprise everybody. But, you know, Teak and I talked about the early volatility. It's every week, you know, a team would seemingly every week would elevate to the top spot. And it felt like a good 5, 6, 7 weeks in a row or something like that, that team would lose the next game they played. Any reluctance to actually be number one? Are you worried about this?
Yeah. Well, you know what? That first week, we did have some questions, but I will tell you that's the great thing about college basketball. I think at the beginning of the year, everybody said it. There's no dominant team. There's parity. And you think about it, with the one-and-dones, with about 50% transfer rate, I mean, it's like reshuffling the deck of cards every year. And so with that's what makes it exciting. You turn on the college scoreboard every night, you don't know who's going to win, but I tell you, there's going to be upsets. And we've been extremely blessed now to be, 4 weeks number one. And I think a big part of that is we've been number one a couple years ago when we understood this time we weren't going to allow distractions to get to us. We're going to do a much better job controlling what we could control, be focused, and concentrate on giving our best for each and every opponent. And when you have upperclassmen, you have good leadership, you have high-character kids, it's easier to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, and you have been doing it, and it shows up on the defensive end. I mean, about a week ago against Oklahoma State, you had an issue. Your defense snapped in. The same thing with Texas. It was a low-scoring game. What's been the most, critical part of keeping everybody defensively focused in when the shooting kind of lets itself down? Because I think that's important, especially when you get to the next part of the season.
Well, first of all, shooting can come and go, and that's why your defense has to always be there. And with us, why we've been successful is we have a team that's bought into that, and then we have a couple of elite defenders. Mark Vidal and Davion Mitchell were on the top 15 all midseason defensive team. And to be honest, we felt like there could be one or two others added to that list. So we really got a group that buys in on the defensive end. And the key to that is making sure your offense, and you miss a shot, you miss a free throw, that doesn't matter. We do what we do on the defensive end. Doesn't guarantee you're always going to be successful, but gives you a much better chance.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, listen, you know, sometimes you're going to go, I don't care who you are, you're going to go 2 for 16 from behind the arc. But if you D it up, as Tiki knows, with
my
Virginia.
My alma mater, Virginia, last year. Yep. They couldn't race to 60, but, hey, we're going to keep it from scoring, right?
Defense travels, speed travels. Go ahead, Coach.
Hey, by the way, Tony Bennett is one of my best friends. Our families go way back, and I was so happy to see him win it all last year. Now, I was disappointed because it's Big 12 team, so you always got to cheer for Big 12. But I can tell you, Tony Bennett's a class act, and what they achieved last year was miraculous.
He's one of the best. We've had him on the show a few times. We're talking to Scott Drew, number one Baylor, the Baylor Bears. Hey, by the way, now you got that pesky Matt Rule off campus. You can go back to being the big man.
I tell you what, Coach Rule was a joy. I tell you, he wasn't here long, but he did an unbelievable job. And
he did.
I know we're going to be cheering for the Panthers, and I know he's going to be really successful wherever he goes because of the work and just how he treats people, and anybody that grinds that hard and does it the right way good things are going to happen.
He's a special one. You know, listen, the old expression, if you look in the rear view too often, you're going to smack into something in front of you. So I understand the path is linear and you're looking ahead and, you know, you have goals this year. You want to cut down nets. I
and
get
that's
that.
That's spoken like a coach. Keep going.
Hey, man, listen, I could coach. I would have been a great – I actually would have been a good coach. Hey, by the way, Scott, if I was coaching, I would have been picking you up 94 feet. I would have been pressing, trapping, turning you over. Everybody's playing 10-man rotation, three-point, let it go. Maybe cheat a little bit to get the best players if I had to.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Scott, let me.
I want to play cards with this guy. He tells you exactly what he thinks.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fun to hang out with, trust me. So let me ask you this, Scott. As much as you've changed the entire perception long ago, admittedly, of Baylor basketball, can you give our younger audience, and even for me and Tika, a bit of a refresher course? I don't think I've ever asked you this question. Just how dire and how seemingly hopeless the program felt in the early 2000s when you took over. Because to get to this point, it's miraculous.
Well, I tell you, if anyone ever gets limited to a half a season and isn't able to play a non-conference, we are the only school that you can come to for advice. So that, and I can tell you, when you go into a game and half your team is walk-ons, and it was a walk-on dream, by the way, because not only could you walk on, but you actually got to play too. So it was a pretty good deal for students. But to see how far the program's come, and the great thing is, everyone that was in those early years, they laid the foundation to get us back to where Baylor basketball is today. And in the past, I mean, we've had great players from Vinny Johnson, Terry Teagle, Brian Skinner. I mean, there's been players in the past, but at the same time, what has excited me the most is the consistency in which our guys have done a great job. And you look at since in the last 12 years, for instance, there's only six schools that have won 18 or more in the Power Five, and it's the Blue Bloods, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, North Carolina, and then two Green Bloods, Michigan State and Baylor. And nice. For 12 straight years to win 18 or more.
Love that.
And that goes into our past players that from Epe Udo was drafted six. We've had a number of guys drafted to them coming back each and every summer and helping our young guys out and just seeing how invested they are in the program. That's really exciting, kind of like a proud parent.
Talking to Scott Drew, head coach of Baylor, who's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Coach, this is your 17th season there, and it's such a long time. In 2003 was when you started, and BT was mentioning, and you were just detailing that evolution, and you finally make the tournament. In 2007, you get there 3 years out of the next four or five, and then you go to the NIT. And it's one thing to start, like, achieving and getting to the NCAA tournament, winning a couple of games. You went to the Elite Eight back in 2012. But then to get, like, fall back, I should say. I'm asking this question. You fall back to the NIT, and some teams would say to themselves, we don't belong here. Like, what are we doing here? We should be in the NCAA tournament. But you won it, right? You went to the NIT and won it. And so that tells me a lot about you and the command that you have as a leader of your team. How important is it, especially from where Baylor came from, to be able to teach that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think in 2010, we lost in the Elite Eight to Duke. They ended up winning it all.
Yep.
I thought that year there's a chance we could have won a national championship. In 2012, we lost to Kentucky in the Elite Eight. Mm-hmm. They were... I think they had six pros. We had five. They had Anthony Davis. He counts as two. I mean, they were the best team in the country. But I thought we had a chance that year as well. And then in 2016, we go to the Elite Eight. We were number one in, as you said, 2016, 2017. 2014, we went to the Sweet 16.
Yep.
2018, we went to the Sweet 16. We were ranked number one. We lost to South Carolina. They went to the Final Four. In 2016, we lost to Wisconsin. They went to the Final Four. So we've been knocking, and I know eventually we're going to get there. Hopefully I'm able to be there with them. The second thing is with the NIT, we've gone to a championship game in the NIT, and then we've won it all. And the NIT is unbelievable for people that young kids that have a chance to go to a Final Four in New York, Madison Square Garden, the way they do that tournament. Unbelievable experience. And I know the team that won it all in 2013, they will never forget that. We were the first Big 12 team to win the NIT.
I didn't even realize that.
I'm happy for them. Yeah, wow. I mean, cutting down the nets in Madison Square Garden.
It's the best, yeah.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't get any better than that. So, except, I guess, the national championship.
True.
I'd prepare them if we could ever have that happen. You know, I'll ask Tony about that. But I know, again, just blessed to have great guys that have come in and put the team first. And because of that, we've had a lot of players that have had a lot of success. Royce O'Neal got a great extension this year. Torian Prince got a great extension this year. A lot of people doing well in the league.
They got to make sure they give back some money, man. Make sure that, I know you guys got nice facilities, but got to keep them nice.
That's coming at some point.
I know that some of the administration, because they did this when we had Coach Rule on, and listen, this is the way it is. They know their coach is coming on. They'll flip us on if they aren't already watching. They'll get a sense of what's said. And I certainly don't want to offend anybody or make anybody sweat, I think is the better way to phrase it. But I'm sincerely curious because your record now suggests that you will have ample opportunities. Only 1 year at Valpo, if I'm not mistaken. I think the 1 year at Valpo, is that right? 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All these years at Baylor, you know, lifting it from the ashes to number one. You know, do you ever get the itch, whether it's another college, a different blue blood, not a green blood, the NBA? is Scott Drew, you know, at Baylor for life? I mean, do you get that sense in your mind when you compartmentalize that stuff? As I know you have to, because you're a human being.
Mm-hmm. Well, I came to Baylor because I prayed about it, felt led, God wanted me here, and when he wants to move me, I will go. So until then, we're just going to keep doing what we're doing here and keep building Baylor basketball to where I just saw someone had tweeted out the last time a school in Texas had been ranked number one this long was 1968, and that's what, 52 years or something. So I mean to see the excitement people have for Baylor basketball and to see how people view it as a parent at Christmas time, you want all your kids happy, and to see our past players and our current players just being proud of what they're doing and what they've helped build gives you a lot of success. And that gives you a lot of joy in the success that they've had. That's what makes coaching what it's about today.
I love it. I mean, even if I wanted to follow up on that, I can't. I mean, you get your advice from God. Who the heck am I to even have a follow-up question? I'm not going to. But I will ask you a final thing, Teague. I don't know if you have something else. But last thing for me here, Coach. It has been a wacky season, and not just the volatility of the top spot. San Diego State's top five. Rutgers, not ranked, but has had a real renaissance season. Seton Hall is top 10. Dayton has a lottery player. They're number five or six in the country, whatever it is. As the head coach of a team that has a chance to win it all, do you – I would imagine that this craziness is less appealing than having a consistent – even if there's all blue bloods up there, top 25, because this just seems highly unpredictable. And as a coach, that would worry me. Does that concern you differently than years past?
This is the new college basketball. And what I mean by that is even if you look at we just played Shaka. And remember when he went to the Final Four?
Yeah, it was there.
And they were a play-in team, and then they have a chance to win a national championship. And you say, well, wait a minute, how does a team that's, what, 64-68, how are they competing for a national championship? I'm telling you, this isn't the best 4 out of 7. The best teams don't always win, but the team that shows up that night, and that's why college basketball, it is, if you don't have the right foundation as a coach or a player, it's tough because there's going to be great successes. There's going to be great adversity. And the problem is young kids nowadays have to deal with it all because it's right there on their phone.
That's true.
Jeff Goodman wrote an article the other day. One of our players, Maceo Teague, we win at Kansas State, and he's shooting two free throws at the end of the game, misses them, and he's getting off the bus, and he shows me his phone, and he's got people that are cursing him out because they lost $100 or $1,000 because they bet on the game. He didn't cover the spread. And I felt bad for him.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine if that's your son and he's getting cursed out because somebody lost money that he doesn't know. And you're like, kids have to deal with these things nowadays. You know, I mean,
it's terrible.
You lose a game and maybe talk bad about you, maybe the newspaper. But you know what? 17, 18, 19-year-olds probably not reading the newspaper, probably not listening to talk radio. Never affected them.
No.
Now it's all on their phone. So that's why the mental health issues have become so prominent now in college athletics and pro athletics, because and hopefully we can, as a society, address some of that, because you feel for them and you never want your son or daughter to go through any of that.
Yeah, no, and it helps when you have, exactly, amen is right. It helps when you have a coach like you, Scott, who can direct them the right way. Last question for you. Right before the Texas game,
I gave him all Tiki's numbers.
Exactly. I'll take them. I ignore my mentions 100% completely, so send them my way, Coach. Right before Texas, the NCAA committee does that little sneak peek at the top, you know, few teams in the NCAA. You guys were not only a number one, you were number one overall. You guys have mostly went through the Big 12 with success. You've won every one of them. You have West Virginia coming up, which is they're 14th right now. Kansas a few weeks from now. But how are you going to keep your guys focused? Because, I mean, we talk about this expectation. We led with it. You've been number one for 3 weeks in a row, which is something nobody else could do. How are you talking to the guys right now going into this big matchup on Saturday against West Virginia?
Well, first and foremost, the good thing about we have a lot of returning players, or at least people that have been in the Big 12 wars, and they understand that each and every night it doesn't matter what someone's ranked, what someone's conference record is. In the last 6 years, the Big 12 has been the number one ranked conference by using the RPI. Now, I know that's becoming a thing of the past, but still, to think about it, if you've had the top-ranked conference 6 years in a row, that should hopefully teach you something, and that is it's never because of one, two, or three teams. It's because of 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We don't have a bad team, and there is no off night. So if you don't bring it each and every night, you're getting an L.
Yep.
And so the best thing for us is when you're playing a great competition each and every night, you know you have to be at your best. And one thing is when you're ranked number one, you are not getting somebody's C game. You're not getting their B game.
No.
You're not getting their A-minus game. You are getting their A game, so you better be on.
And so far, you've been on. Since that second game, when you let, of course, you let them win just to keep everybody guessing.
We were number one at that time.
Hey, you were all the way out the Pacific Northwest, Washington. Yeah, you know it. Well, yeah, we don't want to
little travel.
Leave this
one out
there.
That was
neutral.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That was one of the best college experiences. That was on J-Bear Army Base. It was
that's
ESPN's
right.
Armed Forces game.
That's right. That's
and
right.
I tell you, our players, we were able to sit with soldiers, give them clinics, learn from them, and see how they train. And for those 2 days with them, I mean, that was a life-changing experience for a lot of our young people. And I tell you what, when every game starts with the national anthem, I think it's a different meaning after spending time on an Army base and seeing what they sacrificed for us.
It's yeah, awesome. By the way, Coach, an Army base in Alaska.
We were indoors most of the time, by the way.
It was still a hike.
Hey, anything with the military is great with this show.
Yeah,
Coach, number one of the nation, 22-1. We'll be watching, brother. Great chat. Thanks for stopping by, Coach.
Appreciate you, T-Squared. We'll
Thank
talk
you.
To you later.
Thank you, Coach. Good
Scott's
luck.
That's awesome. Scott Drew done a phenomenal job for a long time there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.